Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
If I may be honest for a moment, I've come to the understanding that when I really need God, no one has to tell me to have a prayer life. No one has to sit me down and tell me to read my Bible. When I really need God, I somehow find the strength to wake up early to pray. I somehow find the time to open the Word of God despite my busy schedule. I even find the desire to fast and pray, to wait on the Lord until I receive an answer. But I have to confess, if I'm to be truly objective and honest, my weakness is that once my personal needs are met, that strength that I had to wake up early to pray is no longer there. It seems like prayer becomes a struggle. The time that I could find to open the Word of God, that time seems to disappear, and I become even busier. Saints, my problem is consistency. I need to be consistent in prayer whether I need something or not. I need to be consistent in meditating on the Word of God whether I need something or not. And now I'd like to pose this question to you. Are you consistent in your walk with Jesus Christ? Do you fight to prioritize Him every single day? Do you remain faithful in prayer? Do you schedule in time to read the Word of God each and every day? Well, the Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. This verse challenges me. And the key word in this passage is the word always. I have set the Lord always before me. This says to me that there's a level of consistency. There's a routine that's followed. Oh, how we ought to desire to reach such a level of consistency that we can confidently say, I have set the Lord always before me. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I need something or not. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I am in pain or not. I have set the Lord always before me, whether I am joyful or in affliction. And so now let's try and expand our understanding of Psalm 16, verse 8. As I read various translations, here's what I found that verse to mean. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Another translation put it this way. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. No matter which way you look at it, this verse talks about consistency. I have set the Lord continually before me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. And so, people of God, I pray that Psalm 16, verse 8 would be the anthem that plays in your heart and your mind always from today. Keep your eyes always on Jesus Christ. Set the Lord Jesus Christ continually before you. Fight to be consistent with God, whether or not things are going your way.
Waiting on God is something that all of us need to do as part of our Christian lives. There are times when the answer to your prayer will come relatively quickly. Then there are times when the answer to your prayers take longer than you would like it for it to come. These are the times when we have to wait on the Lord. These are the times when we have to trust God's perfect timing. So I'm speaking to you if you're in a season of waiting. I'm speaking to the person who is waiting on God to answer their prayer request. The person who is waiting on God to act and turn things around. The Bible in Psalm 130, verse 5 to 6 says, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Is your soul waiting for the Lord? Because if you are,
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I encourage you to wait on the Lord in prayer. As you wait on God, I encourage you to pray today, pray tomorrow, pray the day after that, and continue praying. Don't give up this season of waiting. Daniel prayed for 21 days. He waited on God for 3 weeks until his prayers were answered. We too must have this same resilience. We must have this same fight within us, a fight to pray as we wait on God. Too often, many people are discouraged when the answer to their prayers doesn't come right away. But hold on to the words in Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Keep praying because God will hear your prayer. Keep praying because God will hear your cry. Furthermore, I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord patiently. When you need an answer, don't force the issue. Wait on the Lord. When you need direction, when you need guidance, don't act on emotion. Don't act on impulse, but wait patiently on God because there is a promise that's worth the wait. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait on the Lord, when you wait patiently in prayer, God will answer you. God will respond. And he can respond by simply giving you a piece of his heart about that issue you're dealing with. He can open a new door of opportunity. So trust in the Lord. Continue to wait on the Lord with hopeful expectation. Continue to wait on the Lord in prayer. Continue to wait on the Lord for direction. Continue to wait on the Lord, and He will renew your strength.
Listen, you have to do something. You have to do something. Don't let this enemy creep in unnoticed. You can't keep letting the devil walk all over you. You can't allow him to just have his way like you ain't a child of God. Stand for it? No more. Put up with it? No more. We need deliverance in our homes. I've often said, if you want to see me angry, if you want to really see me fight with a passion, then mess with my family. Mess with my kids. And from there on in, it's a fight. And that's the attitude you should have with the devil. He can't just walk up in your house, in your family, and you do nothing about it. And this is why I need you to get to a level where you're desperate for God. You're desperate in your pursuit for God. You're desperate in seeking deliverance from God. Chase after God. And don't stop at nothing until you get Him. And it takes a spirit of desperate faith, a desperate hunger for God, in order for you to affect your family, in order for you to affect your children and finances. Do you have a spirit of desperation? Just ask. The woman with the issue of blood, desperately seeking after her healing in any and every way, until she touched the hem of His garment. You see, it's that kind of spirit that gets God's attention. Our hunger for God must exceed our hunger for everything else. Stop giving your attention to all these different things. And you may be pursuing things that are not wrong. They may not be sinful. You may simply want to better your life or career. But I'm asking you to have a desperation, an intense hunger for God that exceeds everything else. So chase that dream job, but make sure you're chasing God first. Chase that business, but make sure you're desperately chasing God first. Chase that career and make it as an athlete, but make sure you're putting in the work, the time and effort to chase God first. What are you pursuing? Because pursuing God is the key that unlocks everything else. The Bible says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. So what part of the day are you offering God? What are you sacrificing in order to spend quality time with God? What are you prioritizing? Because when you chase God, you put yourself in a place where you can meet the Lord. You put yourself in a position to meet the healer instead of just chasing the healing. You put yourself in a position to meet the Redeemer instead of just chasing redemption. And yeah, we've got things to do, and life happens. But God is calling you from the heavens. Where are you? Draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Have a desperate spirit, a desire and obsession to have a pure and holy passion.
You've got to get up and fight. Stop letting the devil walk all over you. Have an aggressive prayer life that says, I'm not taking this no more. I'm fighting for my family. I'm fighting for my children. And I'm fighting for my marriage. And it's not the kind of fight that needs cute prayers or kind of sort of believing God kind of faith. You need bold prayers. You need bold faith. Command that devil, in the name of Jesus, leave my house. Leave my family alone. Set a boundary around your home, a perimeter with the blood of Jesus, where He knows He cannot cross that line. And for those of you who feel like you're not strong enough, for those of you who feel like you can't fight this fight right now, I want to speak to you. Get up and take back what the enemy has taken from you. Get up and fight. God is on your side, and no devil in hell can compete with that.
I truly love Jesus because He has been my defense. When the devil tried to condemn me, I found there to be no condemnation in Christ. When the devil pointed at my weakness and laughed, I found that the grace offered to me by the Lord was sufficient for me. And in my weakness, His strength is made perfect. I truly love Jesus Christ because when Satan called for me to be cast away, when he tried to tell me that I was unworthy of love because of sin, I found there to be an invitation to approach the mercy seat of Christ. I found an open invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace so that I may maintain mercy and find help in the time of need. At one point in time, I was hurt. I carried a lot of pain. But the more I leaned on Jesus, the more I gave that pain to Him, the more I found Him to be a healer. One who can mend the innermost parts of a person. I love God because there have been occasions where a car should have hit me, but it didn't. There have been occasions where I was moments away from tragedy, but somehow I was late that day. My alarm didn't go off, or I decided to go a different way. But in hindsight, it was no coincidence. It wasn't luck. It was the hand of God. It was His grace and mercy protecting me.
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. This is a very popular saying among Christians, but do we really mean it? It's easy to say God is good when things are going our way and running smoothly. But are we able to say the same when the going gets tough or when we face hardships in our lives? Are we still able to say God is good when we've fallen behind on the mortgage payments? Are we able to say God is good when a lifelong friend turns around to betray you? Are we able to say God is good when the business venture we've launched just doesn't seem to be working? I would like to submit to you that God's goodness is constant. He is good regardless of who's loyal to you or not. He's good regardless of whether that idea you had is making money or not. As children of God, we should be believing that God is good. We should still be saying God is good even when things are not so good for us. Our trials are temporary. Our difficulties don't last forever. The Bible tells us that we should be joyful in all circumstances. And not just that, but we should hold on to Jesus even more tightly when we are in distress. I would go as far as to say, the deeper you're in distress, the deeper your trust in Jesus Christ should be. The more fiery your problems seem to be, the more on fire for God you need to be. If it's painful, you should be prayerful. If it's agonizing, you should be even more prayerful. The rockier life seems to be, the steadier your faith in Jesus Christ should be. Now, of course, putting this in practice isn't easy. It requires maturity. It requires faith. And it most definitely requires the Holy Spirit. But once you've been through some things, once you've faced enough battles, then you don't just memorize certain scriptures. You begin to live them. You begin to so desperately hold on to them. And one of those scriptures is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And listen to this. Here's what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That means that if you are feeling crushed with disappointment, then you trust in the Lord with all your heart. If you thought this was the person God intended for you to marry, but they walked away from you, then continue to lean not on your own understanding, but to trust in the Lord with all your heart. If you prepared, you studied, you met all the criteria required for that job, for that position, but they rejected you? Well, child of God, lean not on your own understanding. God will direct your paths. This is what all believers are called to do. So, no matter what comes, keep believing in Jesus Christ. No matter what comes, remain anchored in the one who rose from the dead. No matter what comes, do not, I repeat, do not give up. Hold on to Jesus, because when you are weak, He is strong. So use His strength. Use His might. No matter what comes your way.
The Bible never said that because we are Christians, no trial or challenge will come our way. Rather, it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." In short, we are told to expect trials. Don't look at them like they are strange happenings. And we are also not to judge God's love for us by the things that happen or don't happen in our lives. And so, beloved, the God we serve is one who turns things around for the good of those who love and trust Him. We serve a God that turns threat to triumph. A God that took Joseph from the prison to the palace. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill?
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.